Watchman.
His name is
Watchman.
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
From New York, Reverend Al. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And as we see the results that have come in now from the Republican caucus in Nevada, it's becoming more and more clear that Donald Trump may, in fact, end up being the Republican nominee. The question becomes, on the Democratic side, as Hillary Clinton won Nevada and won a three-quarters of the black vote in the Nevada caucus on Saturday, if we're looking at a race between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, we must look at where our interests lie. I think that we have reduced a lot of this campaign to who we like, who has charisma, who's got the best sound bite, who's got the best punchline. And don't understand, we're talking about voting rights, jobs, criminal justice system, where we're seeing people getting out of jail that were under mandatory sentences that under President Obama, Attorney General Holder and Lynch have reversed. Police reform, we're talking about all of that being reversed. We need to understand the gravity of this moment. This is a little deeper than who somebody you like is endorsing. This is a lot more profound than somebody's soundbite. We need to know who is going to stand for what, why we can trust them, because they've always stood for it and produced, not just ran their mouth, and can they win? Because when you see record turnouts in the Republican primaries with Trump breaking numbers, they will break numbers in November. The question is, who can stop that avalanche? Otherwise, we run the risk of losing everything that we've gained, and we have not gained much. So I hope that we take a sober look at what this is.
I was so surprised in yesterday's caucus that he got so many Hispanic votes.
That was surprising. And what is surprising is in all three of the Republican encounters, he has increased the numbers where the Democratic turnout has been lower. And I think that's what's scary, because we keep looking at the electoral map. But if there is a bigger turnout in Florida, in Ohio, in other states in the general election that could tip the electoral college the other way, you could end up with a right winger like Donald Trump as president. He makes the deal with Rubio to run for vice president, which brings in the Republican establishment. They will find a way to get together. The question is whether we'll find a way to get together.
Now, I just read an article just this morning, and was talking about the turnout for Democrats, and that it was somewhat lower. But they're seeing now, as the numbers for Donald Trump are coming in, Reverend, that they're seeing greater early voting and greater numbers for Democrats as we're ramping up, especially for Super Tuesday. Do you think that that is the case as people are seeing this happen?
I think the more people see what could be coming, I think the more people are saying, wait a minute, I better get out of here and vote. It's like looking and seeing the storm. It hasn't hit your town yet, but you can see the clouds coming. I think a lot of people are saying, I'm not going to get my umbrella out too late. And I'm on this morning to tell them that's exactly what we better not do. This is no longer funny. This is no longer a joke. This is real. When you see Donald Trump moving the way he's moving, based on what he's saying, this is the Bursa King now. This is the guy who said Muslims ought to be banned. If he can get this kind of momentum, they will sweep this country if we don't stop it.
All right, Rev. Are you going to the White House tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the Ray Charles thing and represent James Brown. I want to see a James Brown memory. Then I'm headed west, where me and your partner there are going to lead the Oscar boycott. I'm sure that I'll be looking for him.
Oh, good luck with that, Reverend.
Speak up.